Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, someone asked me if the second half of the legislative session will be easier now that so many bills have died. I said it's not that it's easier, it's just different. It's kind of like a hurricane. We weathered the leading edge of the storm, now we're in the middle of the eye. The legislators have gone home for 4 days, and the Capitol is quiet, but those who know realize that the trailing edge of the storm is on its way. It begins Tuesday when committee hearings start back up and floor action resumes. So how's the second half different from the first? It's a matter of intensity. The first half of the session deals with large numbers of bills, so the action is broad and fast-paced. Once the bodies kill off the bills that are silly or someone's idea of a political statement or unworkable or a perennial bill that was doomed from the start, we get down to the essence. It's almost as though the process acts as a distillery for policy and ideas, and at the end, only the credible bills remain, and the process then gains intensity. And it's also important to remember that just like beauty, credibility is also in the eye of the beholder. Under our Republican, little r, form of government, the bills that were credible in the eyes of the minority party just got killed off, and it's the majority's agenda that remains. It's a good feeling if you're a Republican and your party controls the House and Senate. The only challenge is the big brick wall called the governor, who happens to be a Democrat, and who views your bills a lot less credible than you do. His veto power carries enormous weight, especially when the chances of overriding his veto in the Senate are slim to none. This is where the negotiating begins, and the intensity begins to show. These final bills are the ones that spend the money and set the policy for the next 2 years, and they define the hills that people are willing to die on. As I said, the 90-day process distills the bills to their essence, and that essence reflects the political philosophy of a certain party. And for all the talk of bipartisanship and working together across the aisle, in the end, it comes down to politics. And politics is a knockdown, drag-out, winner-take-all game. Both sides believe that the state would be better off with their policies in place, and more importantly, they believe the state would be worse off if the other party's policies were implemented. Is there the potential for gridlock? Absolutely. We see it in Washington, D.C. all the time. But as I've said before, the people voted for gridlock when they put Republicans in control of the House and Democrats in control of the Senate. The saving grace that exists in our system is the fact that the politicians are ultimately accountable to the people, and at the end of the day, people expect government to be rational, dependable, and predictable. Just as in a game of chess, as pieces, in this case bills, are removed from the board, the end game becomes more and more clear. At this point, it's too early to tell how the session will turn out, but if I had to guess, I'd say that we will grow government, we'll spend more money on education, and we'll increase entitlements. We've done it every session that I can remember. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.